Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Wednesday, and it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the local effort to raise funds for the funeral and the family of Michael Otto, the pharmacist who was shot to death at the Rite Aid in Frandor last Monday. Rite Aid Pharmacy confirmed to Current State yesterday that it has agreed to donate $10,000 to Michael's family and said it will pay for expenses related to the burial, including transportation back to his home country of Ghana. But there are grassroots efforts in the Lansing community to raise funds for Mr. Otto's family as well. The efforts being led by the Lansing Regional Sister Cities Commission, which has an official relationship with the city of Akwaapim in Ghana. And joining me now is Barbara Mason, the commission's president. With Barbara are two of Michael's friends, Dr. Nana Achampong, who is Michael's neighbor, and Kingsley Abuagye, who is Michael's classmate in pharmacy school. Welcome to Current State to all of you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Barbara, how did this fundraising campaign by the Regional Sister Cities Commission get started?
Well, I guess I should say that I probably started it. I was looking around to see exactly what was being done to help Michael's family. We have a great relationship with Ghana, and we've been to Kumasi with delegations several times, and we've had people from Kumasi visiting us. And I was talking to people in the Ghanaian community here, and we really didn't have any ideas to how we were going to fund or they were going to fund his expenses, especially since he had no family in this area. So I thought, well, we've got to do something. And at that point, Rite Aid was not going to be doing anything as far as we knew. I must say that I'm elated that they've decided to donate that $10,000 is so needed and help to pay with the expenses back home. So we set up a fund with GoFundMe online and also for people to donate directly through Lansing Regional Sister Cities Commission. In addition, we contacted churches and asked if they would provide funds as well. My church, for example, took up a collection of $500 that we're going to be providing to the family.
Nana Achampong, tell us how you knew Michael Otto. What was he like?
Well, he was a gentleman in the true sense of the word. I got to know him 4 years ago. He's a very close friend of my brother-in-law, who is also a classmate of his. So when I was getting married to my wife, you know, he was part of the American delegation, family delegation in America, who accepted the marriage, and we happened to be neighbors. He even gave us his spare key just in case he gets locked out. So, and we've had a wonderful relationship so far. We are more than friends. We are, you know, it's more like family because whenever during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, we meet. And we just enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. So, and he's always generous, not only with his money, you know, he's generous with his time as well.
Sounds like quite a loss.
Oh, yes.
Kingsley Abuagye, how well did you know Michael? You two attended pharmacy school together.
Exactly, that's true. Yeah, I've known Michael back home in pharmacy school. We were classmates, and not just classmates, but true brothers. We happened to travel together in London too. We happened to live in the same area. Michael and I have been close for a long time. Michael happens to be the godfather of my son, and this is really a true loss. We have lived together as brothers, just like Nana said, on Thanksgiving and all occasions. What we do is we meet together and spend some time together as a family. So I would say Michael has been like a brother to me. He is a godfather of my son, and this is really a terrible loss for the whole friendship.
Very sorry for your loss. Michael had a wife and an 11-month-old daughter. What were his plans, Nana? Did you know? Was he going to bring them to Lansing, or was he planning on returning to Ghana, or do you know?
I really don't know his exact plans. Maybe Kingsley will be able to throw more light.
Do you know?
His plans.
What
here.
Were his plans with regard to his wife and daughter back in Ghana?
He had the intention of bringing them. Michael really likes this place. He was telling me that he chose Lansing for a reason. Lansing is a very peaceful, quiet place, and he had that intention of bringing a wife and child here to live with him, because he really liked this place. And he wanted to live here.
It's extraordinary to hear you say that he felt it was a very quiet, peaceful place, and he should have met his end the way he did. Tell us more about the Ghanaian community in the Lansing area, Nana. How big is it?
It's compared to the Detroit area. It's not that big. It usually comprises of students. You know, so most of the people in the Lansing area have some form of affiliation with Michigan State University or Lansing Community College. You have a lot of graduate students who come and complete their studies, and most of them end up going back to Ghana to work. But for those who work here, or some of us like me who happens to be here for a while, you know, we try to get to know each other and get together during holidays. Yeah, so despite the busy schedule.
Our three guests today on Current State's Neighbors in Action, Nana Achampong, Kingsley Abuagye, who were both friends and acquaintances of the late Michael Otto, the pharmacist who was shot to death at the Rite Aid in Frandor last Monday, along with Barbara Mason, of the City of Lansing's Sister Cities Commission. Barbara, how did Lansing's relationship with Ghana get started? You had a hand in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, when I became a member of the Lansing Regional Sister Cities Commission, we did not have any sister cities in any of the African countries. And that had been an intent prior to my joining. And we began to look for a sister city. Grand Rapids has a sister city that's contiguous to ours in Ghana. And we met with some people there, and they suggested Akwapim South District. So we sent one of our members, Dr. Willie Davis, there to look at the area, talk to the people, and see if it would be conducive for us. And we loved it. We loved the people. They came to visit here, and we really, really enjoyed our relationship with them and signed the agreement with Akwapim South District.
Kingsley Abuagye, does this incident change how you view the Lansing area?
That's a good question. This is a surprise to me, because I also chose the Lansing area because of its peaceful nature as compared to Chicago. Because my family is in Chicago, and this is a good question you're asking me. It hasn't changed my perception, because I still can't make any sense out of this act. Someone in between there. I'm just surprised that it happened this way. Hasn't changed my perception, but this is a surprise to me. I would say it's something that we all saying, well, wow, it shouldn't have happened in Lansing, but it is. So,
Dr. Nana Achampong, what about you? Does this incident change how you view the Lansing area?
Yes. You know, it hit close to home, and life will never be the same again. You know, not only when we meet, but even in my daily activities, when I go to the store, he will always be at the back of my mind. And considering that he wasn't out there looking for trouble, he was just doing his work. You know, he was supposed to be in a safe area, you know, and this tragic event happened to him. I still, as much as I would like to treat this as an isolated incident, it's really, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this whole senseless act, and I don't think life will be the same again.
Have you considered other places to live because of this?
Well, I currently live in Mason. I thought about it. We, you know, it's still the news is still fresh on our minds, and we're still trying to make sense out of this whole issue. So, you know, it might take a while for us to really put things into perspective.
What do you make of America's gun culture? Yeah, are you processing what this country is about and its relationship to guns?
Yeah, obviously, I think there's too many guns in the system, you know, I believe in a person's right to bear arms, but the manner at which you know is controlled, you know, maybe the government can do a better job at legislating laws that can make sure that guns don't get into the hands of those who can use it to cause harm, you know. So definitely, less gun, the better.
Barbara, we're just about at the end of our time. Remind our listeners how they might be able to participate in this effort to assist the Ottos, the Otto family.
There are several ways in which our listeners can help. Number one, a lot of prayers and good wishes to the family. But another is to go to GoFundMe and to provide contributions. The money that we've raised so far has been about $5,000, and that will be added to that which Rite Aid has provided. But the expenses that the family members are going to incur will far exceed that amount that has been collected so far. The expense of sending a child to school in Ghana and to a good school is very high. One might want to know that, and I know the time is going to run out on us, that the parent, the mother and child had already applied for visas, and they had considered coming to the Lansing to be with Mr. Otto. The devastation that they must be feeling right now is just tremendous, and the expenses that they're going to incur. Mr. Otto was supporting not only his wife and child, but his parents and some of his siblings. He was a wonderful person, and we need to look at our mental health system as well as our gun laws.
Again, there is a GoFundMe effort that has been launched for Michael Otto and his survivors. You can probably learn more at the Lansing Regional Sister Cities website, I would imagine.
Yes, or go directly to GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Barbara Mason is the president of the Lansing Regional Sister Cities Commission, which is organizing a fundraising campaign and memorial for Michael Otto, the pharmacist who was shot to death at the Rite Aid in Frandor last week. We've also been joined by two of Michael's friends, Dr. Nana Achampong and Kingsley Abawajie. Thanks to all three of you for joining us today.
And thank you very much for inviting us. And any checks can be sent directly to LRSCC as well.
Thank you. That's our show for today. You've been listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR.